when I wake up every day, there's only one voice I have to listen to. It doesn't matter whether I achieve all of my goals or I don't achieve all of the goals. In three generations, I'll be forgotten, and the only people who were naysaying against me will also be dead. And so then it's like, just do it for me.
You're more capable than you think. Tough times can destroy your confidence and lead you to doubt yourself. But just because you struggle doesn't mean you're incompetent. If anything, it's a sign that you're growing and exploring potential that you didn't even know was inside of you. So take a chance on yourself. Do the hard things, even when you don't feel ready. You have what it takes to fight through the discomfort. I believe in you. I hope you believe in yourself too.
Want to achieve something serious, you need to be serious. You can't achieve something seriously impactful if you're joking around and if you're losing your focus all the time and if nothing is important in a way to you. So that means setting priorities, knowing when is the time to invest the energy, when it is the time to release energy, when is it good now to recover, when are you really feeling this is now starting to be the limit. These are all very, very fine aspects that only you know.
The question becomes is, when do I throw in the towel? You don't ever have to throw in the towel. You just have to realize that the towel that's available for you to wipe the sweat off your brow, you need to have the right people in your corner. If you do anything before you quit, it's about going back and remembering your why. What motivates you? What gets you up? And then going back and doing the disciplines that were there when you started.
There is no success without action. That's a fact. If you're not acting on what you know you should do today, the question I have for you is, what are you going to do it? Honestly, the only time you have is now. It's the only time you have. So I would encourage you, make today count.
It's more powerful for you to do what you want to do to become who you want to be, even if it's uncomfortable, because that's what's going to actually change and rewire your psychology and your thinking. But the key is really behave as you wish to be, even though it's foreign and uncomfortable, until you behaving the way you wish to be becomes natural and your new normal.
People are impatient, they want results too quickly, they don't appreciate the amount of hard work that goes into actually crafting the life of your desires. And I think as a result of that, when they don't see results immediately, they burn out and retreat to what's safe and what they know, versus welcoming failure, welcoming uncertainty, getting comfortable with risk, and remaining persistent in their vision to create something more in alignment with their authentic self.
You have to condition yourself to take action. You have to program yourself to take action. There's a moment where you can either take action or you can let it pass. And if you don't take action, that moment grows and it fills itself with all kinds of instability and concern and wandering and more hesitation, and it doesn't work. You fall apart. If your default mode is to pause, is to hesitate, is to wait, you're going to miss out, and you're going to miss out a lot. And in the end, if you hesitate, you're going to lose.
Genius is not about genetics. That is a seduction that society has told us to keep you small. Genius is not about genetics. It's not about giftedness. Genius is about practice. And if you do the practice, you get the results. Genius is also about your routines and your rituals. You look at the great athletes, it's not their skill, it's not their willpower. It's they install the right rituals and routines to the point where their practice is automatic.
Your habits matter. They're not just small choices. Your habits are your blueprint for tomorrow. Every action you take has a ripple effect on your future. You can't hide from it. Self-care isn't a suggestion. It's a non-negotiable. It's the visible evidence of the respect you give yourself. Don't underestimate the power of your choices. What you do today matters, so make it count.
There is a visitor that we all get called pain. Pain is something that if we could choose to avoid it, we would. But the truth is you need it. If life was just a path, if we go from one great moment to the next great moment, you would never even know the enjoyment, or you wouldn't be able to appreciate that moment. But the thing about pain, it shows up and it's a reminder that you got to be thankful for the moments when the pain subsides. But then there are times, there are physical pains that we go through that you just learn to tolerate pain and to live with it. But when you're living with it, it shows you if you can be that productive with a limitation on you. Imagine if you can understand that that governor was given to you for a reason. That is not to keep you from being able to reach limits, but is actually so that you can become the blueprint for someone else.
Another day has passed, my friend, and look, you're still here. And as we take a look back, you'll come to find out a couple of things. That you made it through the stress. You made it through all the difficulties. You made it through all the blockades that this life loves to put in front of you. You get to look towards tomorrow. Because you're still alive, my friend. So I ask you this question. What's stopping you from doing it all over again?
Most people never pick up the phone and call. Most people never ask. And that's what separates sometimes the people that do things from the people that just dream about them. You got to act. And you've got to be willing to fail. You've got to be willing to crash and burn. If you're afraid of failing, you won't get very far.
I bet you and I have a lot in common. We're not the strongest, smartest, or richest people we know. We're not the fastest or most connected. We're not the best looking or most talented. We don't have the best genetics. But what we do have is something a lot of those other people will never have, the will to work. If there's one unavoidable truth in this world, it's that there is no substitute for putting in the work. There is no shortcut or growth hack or magic pill that can get you around the hard work of doing your job well, of winning something you care about, or of making your dreams come true. Work works. That is the bottom line. No matter what you do, no matter who you are, my entire life has been shaped by that single idea.
It's all in your mind. Whatever you hold in your mind will tend to occur in your life. If you continue to believe as you have always believed, you will continue to act as you have always acted. You will continue to get what you have always gotten. If you want different results in your life or your work, all you have to do is change your mind.
Self-doubt is one of the many ways we can become enemies of our own progress, saboteurs of our destinies. This can come up as a result of us amplifying our incapabilities. We seem to project failure into our future based off a temporary hurdle, either one that we have overcome or one that's currently in our path. But your analysis of yourself cannot be built on a foundation of deceit. Now, while it is okay and absolutely necessary to locate your flaws and weaknesses, it is not okay to marinate in them. It is not okay to let them overtake your identity. You are not inadequate. You are not insignificant. And you are not someone who is incapable of the very change or greatness you so desperately seek.
Bruce Lee quote, he said, "In great attempts, even failure is glorious." Failure shows you who you are. So the reality is you love failure. You just don't love it when it's yours. But when it's Kobe, oh yeah. You know, when it's LeBron, oh yeah. He didn't win these championships. Look at him now, yeah. You a fan of LeBron, you're really a fan of yourself. You just haven't finished your story.
You know, that's one of the biggest things that just continues to keep people in shackles is the story they just keep telling themselves each and every day about why they aren't good enough, about why they can't do something, about how it won't work. You know, So really challenge yourself to change the story, change the narrative, the ability to write out our own story, the ability to manifest and to create the things that we want to create in this life.
Do you wonder why you feel like you're not capable? Because you're telling yourself that you're not capable. Stop telling yourself you're not capable. You are capable. Tell yourself, I am capable. I have everything I need to try to do what I want to do. You have everything you need to be capable. But don't listen to the stories you tell yourself.
Question of worth it is reliant on an outcome. We don't make these things for an outcome. It's not the mindset to make something great. The outcome happens, you're making the best thing you can make. It's a devotional practice. Whatever happens after that happens, and that part happens after it is completely out of your control.
You are responsible for your life. And if you're sitting around waiting on somebody to save you, to fix you, to even help you, you are wasting your time, because only you have the power to take responsibility to move your life forward. What matters is now, this moment, and your willingness to see this moment for what it is, accept it, forgive the past, take responsibility, and move forward.
Seneca famously said, "We do not learn in school, but in life." If you want to live a life of success, if you want to develop into a complete person, you must learn from life, the experiences, the people, the places that you go to, and understand that the culmination of your experiences is what gives you the knowledge to make better decisions for your future. But I decided to learn from my experiences. I decided to put myself in situations that were uncomfortable so that I could grow and become better. And the better you become, the better life gets.
If you want the future to change for you, you've got to change. If you don't change, the next 6 years of your life is going to be just like the last six. You'll still be behind on your bills. You'll still be behind on your promises. If you will change, everything will change for you. If you will get better, everything will get better for you. If you'll change your philosophy, if you'll change your habits, if you'll refine your thinking, if you'll change and accept some new disciplines, if you'll turn the corner where you've been in the past, go for a new life for the future, all kinds of remarkable things will happen for you if you will change.
Like everyone else, you want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose. To accept defeat, to learn to die, is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying.
If you had tough shit happen to you, it sucks, and it's not your fault. But now what? Where do we go? My two cents: win anyways, and prove that you can win even when the chips are stacked against you and you're dealt a lousy hand. Because we can't get dealt a new hand, we gotta play the cards we got rather than hoping the dealer rules in our favor. So again, what do you do with your shitty hand? The only thing possible, you play it the best you can.
Understand that your attempt to be better cannot be based off your previous understanding of your lesser self. You are not who you used to be, no matter how little the difference is. Remember this, just because you can't do something right now or haven't been able to do so in the past, does not mean you won't be able to do so tomorrow or sometime in the future.
One day or day one? Keep that in your mind. Keep that in your mind if you've been slacking on some kind of something that you want to start doing. I'm going to go crazy next year. Next year's my year.
Right.
The people who say next year is my year, I mean, are you serious? By the time it becomes next year, you're still going to be saying next year is going to be my year.
Were you uncomfortable today?
People that create spectacular lives approach life just a little bit differently than most people. They seek discomfort. They know that discomfort gets them to grow faster. If it isn't uncomfortable, it's the wrong path. Everything you want in life is on the other side of your comfort zone.
The pain of regret is far heavier than the price of discipline. So if it doesn't work out, you can live with it. You can turn the page. You can say, what's next? And when you take business, family, life, dreams, goals, and aspirations, you got people going 60%, 70%, and it doesn't manifest. For some reason, people are scared of failure, right? And so I often say to them, man, give everything you got to it. If it doesn't turn out, what's the worst that can happen? You can turn the page. One bad chapter doesn't define the book.
You've got to go after something you seriously want. You got to really want it. Don't have to know how to do it. You don't have to know where the money's coming from. You don't have to know how it's going to happen, but you've got to really want it. As you take that want and turn it over and plant it in your heart, that becomes a desire. Desire is the effort of the unexpressed possibility within, seeking expression without through your action.
You have to be grateful for the past. Any level of tragedy from your past does one of two things. It either builds you or it breaks you. In my past, I have gone through poverty. In my past, I have gone through neglect. In my past, I have gone through abuse, betrayal, loneliness, rock bottom. But I am beyond grateful for it. Why? Because it made me who I am. You can't bring me down. I learned from my past. I'll step on your words like stairs on my way to the top. You can take all I have. I know what it is to appreciate life. So I have the key to getting it all back. You can knock me down in the depths of the sea. I have learned from my past that you only drown when you stay down. So I'm gonna get back up.
There needs to be someone who is sort of the keeper and reiterator of the vision. Because there's just a ton of work to do. And a lot of times, you know, when you have to walk 1,000 miles and you take the first step, it looks like a long ways. And it really helps if there's someone there saying, well, we're one step closer. You know, the goal definitely exists. It's not just a mirage out there. So in 1,001 little and sometimes larger ways, the vision needs to be reiterated.
You know, something doesn't go the way you wanted it to go. You didn't get the job you wanted. You didn't get the hire. You didn't get the promotion. You can go home and sit there and dwell on it. That's not getting you any progress. Or you say, okay, you know what? Let me do a quick analysis. Why didn't I get that promotion? Oh, it's because I didn't get this qualification, or I hadn't jumped through this gate. Okay, cool. What do I need? Let me look into how do I get to jump through that gate so next time I will get the promotion and you start taking action.
Nothing's ever going to be given to you. Everything's going to be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results. But two, more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
What do I mean by winners win and losers lose? I get asked this question all the time. Winners are people that everything that they do, all the habits that they instill are the habits of a winner. A winner isn't a final product. A winner is a lifestyle. A winner is a concurrent set of actions that lead you to a final destination. Same way is for losers. Usually losers inhibit behaviors of losing people, who they hang out with, what they eat, what they listen to, how they think about themselves. The question is, will you become successful? Will you instill the habits of a winning person? Focus on leveling up. Focus on winning. Every single action, everything that you do, focus on winning, focus on becoming a champion. And you know what the outcome will be? You will become exactly what you put in.
And the beautiful thing is, you can change your story at any moment in time. Create a new narrative, write a longer chapter, or cut this one short. At any second, you have the ability to invent a new you. Go for an unconventional ending. All you have to do is believe. And watch the magic happen.
An insane belief in my own ability to manifest things. Insane belief, you know, that I think it's ultimately complete sanity. But I believe we're creators, and I believe we create with every thought and every word. Every moment is pregnant with the next moment of your life. We all start out
with a false belief about ourselves, with some untrue thing that we believe walking through our lives. I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable, I'm gonna fail. Whatever your basic mistaken belief about yourself is, you form a personality around.
I see these shots, I see these sequences, and I don't shy away from them. A lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. If you truly believe in it, if you become vocal with it, you are creating that law of attraction and it will become reality.
Can't wait for everything to be okay to live your life.
There's still time to make a change. There's still time to commit to yourself. There's still time to do something you've never done. You don't need a new year to start creating a new you. Stop waiting for the perfect time to get started. Get up and make the rest of these days count.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory. That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never failed. There's no glory in that.
That's your moment. It's not that all is lost. When you're feeling the most trapped and down and nothing can go right, I feel like those are the moments that define you, that are like, what am I gonna do now? And it's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they always wanted to get. People quit and they give up. And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted.
Be careful when it comes to measuring your life against another. What you have to realize that there is no one who's able to go through life on the straight and narrow, where there are no problems, no challenges, no difficulties. Everyone has a setback that gives them the resiliency needed in order to step forward. Length and distance are the only measurements when it comes to a measuring stick. Sometimes it can feel like the length of time that a trial comes, a problem comes, blessings come, or a check comes doesn't last as long as it should. That's why you have to think about the distance. Not every gift, not every reward, not every great thing comes immediately. Some of them come in the end.
Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball. But you don't hear about the strikeouts. People remember the home runs. Fall forward. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Because the 1,001st was the light bulb. Fall forward.
Growth is a beautiful process. Yes, it might bring pain. Yes, you might feel overwhelmed. Yes, you might have some fear, right? Some insecurity, some anxiety, right? But that is all a part of growth, and it's not something to be frowned upon. And when you take a step back and you understand that all these things that I'm dealing with are actually a part of growth, then you can start embracing them as that.
Create something big and lasting. It's going to take time. It's going to entail some pain, some sacrifice. And what you need to do is you need to change your whole assessment of what is pleasurable. What is pleasurable is actually accomplishing something that you set out to actually reach your goals, to actually take the time to make something that's meaningful to you.
Work hard, you can choose how fast you get to that distance. You can accelerate your greatness by taking it over one inch at a time. One goal, one moment, one second, one breath, one at a time, one centimeter, one meter. Everyone has to go through life, ups and downs, in order to become something. And you must embrace it and understand that what you must face you. You are developing, you are changing, you are evaluating everything day after day. You're smarter than you were days ago, years ago, months ago. You are not measured by others. You are measured by the goals and potential within. That's why you got to dig deep. If you can pull out what's been left in, you'll discover that you're not to be measured by others. You become the standard.
See, look, one thing I want you to promise me is that no matter how long it takes, keep going. No matter how much it hurts, keep going. See, you was placed on this earth for a reason. You weren't meant to be average. You were meant to excel. You gotta understand that this grind is meant to make you who you're supposed to be.
If you wanna give up, you can give up. This is your choice. You can do whatever you want. Your time's gonna come, but you cannot give up.
Beauty is the journey. That's the most important lesson I learned. I remember, you strive so hard for a destination that you forget all the lessons you're learning. Well, you're so attached to everybody else. You're so attached to what they say, what they think. And you forget that, like, that's so fleeting and so meaningless compared to the process of getting there and the process of mastery of anything. And so we learn a lot about ourselves and a lot about life. Was that the beauty is not in the final destination. That's actually the saddest part of the journey, is the end. The beauty is every step along the way.
Life is much the same. Painful experiences and challenges come to us all. But it is through these opportunities that we build character and we grow.
Remember, only the disciplined ones are free in life. Only the disciplined ones are free in life. If you are in discipline, you are a slave to your moods. You are a slave to your passions.
You're passionate about something, people are supportive of you, they believe in you, they want to see you win because you're still the same version of yourself. But the moment you get obsessed about something, they are threatened by you because there's a new version of you. They see the fire in your eyes, they see the chip on your shoulder, they see that this is a man who's locked on to his goals, and that man is very threatening to them. Because when you're obsessed, when you're determined, you're a very different version of yourself. That's the thing you have to understand about winners.
Don't do things just because you think you're going to get something for it. That's not why we do things. Yeah. Do what's interesting to you. Follow what's interesting. Don't worry about the outcome. We don't know. We can't predict the outcome. We can never predict the outcome. Follow your own inner guide. It directs us. It might not make sense. It might not make sense to us. Might not make sense to anyone else. Certainly won't make sense to anyone else. But it might not even make sense to us. And that's okay. It's fine. Listen to yourself. Why is it telling you this? Why is it telling you this?
The purpose of going for a hike, ironically, is not to get to the top. It's to be on the trail. And if you constantly stare at the top, you're going to be out of breath. You're going to tell yourself you have so much longer. When are we ever going to get there? And you're going to miss the entire point of your freaking life, which is the ride, the trail, the bridge, the mile markers, all of it. And so part of my desire to be happier is to continually remind myself it is not about getting on that mountain, because when you get to the top of that mountain, the top of one mountain's just the bottom of another one. And if you're going up, eventually you gotta come back down. Like, that is just life. If you focus on the freaking trail, whatever step you're on, and you keep reminding yourself, this is gonna lead me somewhere, that is where the meaning comes in your life.
Doesn't matter where you are in life, because the great thing about life is it's always your next move. Your next move that counts. No matter where you are, you could change your life if you want to. So it's up to you.
The only thing holding you back is you. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Stop waiting for motivation. Stop waiting for someone to give you permission. You can get anything you want in this life, but you have to be willing to do what you know you need to do, despite how you feel. We all have roadblocks, but there's always someone from a worse situation who made it happen regardless. Your external obstacles are not excuses for not trying. Stop waiting, start doing.
If we give you misery and pain and discomfort and torture, that this will help you for the rest of your life. It's almost kind of like an investment, you know, because from then on, You say to yourself, okay, now things don't bother me. You're making a big mistake to always look for comfort, because comfort is the evil of everything. Comfort is not good. Looking for the easy way out is not good. You say, we got to go and confront kind of resistance. And it's like Nietzsche said, you know, that what does not kill you will make you stronger.
When you make the decision to eliminate all the things in your life that is not adding value to your vision, you will take off faster than you could have ever imagined. When you eliminate the friends who are not adding value to your vision, you will take off. When you eliminate the content, all the things you're watching that is not getting you closer to being the version of you that is going to achieve your dreams, you will take off a lot faster. When you get rid of all the actions, all the things that you're doing in your life that is getting you nowhere, and you start taking the actions that is actually going to get you to where you want to be, you will get there much faster. You'll take off faster than you could have ever imagined.
Like the person you want to become. That's not fake it till you make it, by the way. This is intentional. Intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you.
If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person. It goes back to what the great German poet and philosopher Goethe once said. Before you can do something, you must first be something.
Say, okay, what is the next right step I can make in this moment, right? I can't climb a mountain in a day, but I can take one step today. And then tomorrow I could take another step. And you just keep taking those steps each and every day. Eventually you're gonna create momentum. And that momentum is just gonna lead to more creativity, more inspiration, more clarity.
Learn to let go of what leaves. Because sometimes what we think is a goodbye forever is actually just to see you soon. If it's meant for you and it leaves, just know that it's going to come back when the timing is right. Sometimes things fall apart temporarily so that they can fall into place permanently.
Just be the best thing you can possibly be, and don't worry about what anyone thinks, because you cannot please everybody.
Life is beautiful in all its colors, even the darker ones. They're here for a reason. And let's just celebrate the good moments while they're happening and be grateful for everything.
Your laziness is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow that will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal, the way we were created, is when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done. We can move mountains, but when that pressure releases and we don't feel the need to get something done, we can become incredibly lazy because there's no necessity. So you have to create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done. You have to give yourself deadlines. You have to remind yourself that tomorrow you could die, you could have an illness. Give yourselves a sense of urgency that I need to get things done quickly.
It feels scary to jump, Ian. That is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
What you do is you should become passionate about your gift. Quit tripping yourself out. You all have one. God gave all of you a gift at birth. When he created you, he put it inside of you. You don't got to go discover it nowhere. He already gave it to you. It's the thing you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. That's your God-given gift. You just gotta recognize what your gift is. That's all it is.
You messed up. Now what? What do you do now? Where do you go from here? Is there a tomorrow? Is there a tomorrow? Well, yes. So I'm gonna lay some things out for you. All right? If you've messed up, the very first step, the very first thing that you've got to do is you've got to stop. Whatever it is you did, don't do it no more.
Identify your God-given gift and go pursue that.
Then I'll tell you what changed my whole life when I finally discovered it's all risky. The minute you were born, it got risky. If you think trying is risky, wait till they hand you the bill for not trying. If you think investing is risky, wait till you get the tab for not investing. See, it's all risky. Getting married is risky. Having children is risky. Going into business is risky. Investing your money is risky. It's all risky. I'll tell you how risky life is. You're not going to get out alive.
People are telling you to set goals, and I get it. That's a great mindset to have. But I'm going to tell you something, that's a dangerous mindset to have. Because a lot of us, we set our goals based upon our experiences, not off of our capabilities. And what I mean by that, a lot of times when we set goals, we limit ourselves. Goals are something that you reach. Let's be real, how many times have you reached a goal and then you got complacent? How many times have you reached a goal and then you fell off? Because you got comfortable, because in your mind says, I've arrived. And the truth is about life, the ones that really meet the greatest version of themselves, the ones that really live the greatest life, they never arrive. They understand life is not about arriving at a destination.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing. Nelson Mandela said, there is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
Person who has purpose in their life, they have something to go for, some meaning. One writer described it, for some people, it becomes a magnificent obsession. But it has to be something that does something to us, something that pulls us, especially into the future. You know, there are many influences on us. One is the influence of the past. Some people are always pulled back by the past. Some people are always pulled aside by the distractions. But here's what's powerful. If you have a list of high purpose in your life, it pulls you toward the future. And the more powerful the purpose is, the stronger it pulls.
See, we want to grow, but we want to stay liked by everybody. I was willing to be my own rescue at the risk of your approval. But most of us aren't like that. We want to be liked. Well, I woke up and I like myself today, so your like is extra. My job is to like me first. I was willing to say every day, Lisa, you like you? Lisa, are you proud of you? Lisa, are you playing full out? Every day before I checked in with anybody else.
Everything that's happening to you is God is processing. Every difficult moment you're having, He just processing it. Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. And if you need to be tough when you get to where you're going, then He gonna toughen you. He gonna let you have some trials come your way that's gonna have to produce that in you.
It's a big difference between a hard worker and somebody that works hard. Right? Most cats are somebody that works hard. If the situation and the circumstance is what they want it to be, they're gonna come out and they're gonna act accordingly and they're gonna give you everything they got. But a hard worker, regardless of situation, regardless of circumstance, regardless of what happens, I'm gonna show up and I'm gonna give everything I got to it because I'm working for something that's totally different. Right, the question becomes this. Can you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you're doing? In other words, if you don't get what you thought you was gonna get, will you still be the same individual?
It's not that life is better than you think. Life is as harsh as you think. It might even be worse, but you are way tougher than you think if you turn around and confront it.
Everybody's got a dream, everybody's got a goal. What's the plan? And when you're trying to do something that you're truly passionate about, there is no plan B.
When it doesn't make sense, logical sense to go on, that's when you gotta use your emotion. That's when you gotta use that anger and that frustration, that fear, to push yourself harder, to push yourself to say, I don't stop. You gotta override that emotion with the concrete logic and willpower. You fight the weak emotions with the power of logic, and you fight the weakness of logic with the power of emotions.
Life is suffering. This is true. And it's worse than that because it's suffering contaminated by malevolence. That's the baseline. But the optimistic part is that you are so damn tough, you can actually not only deal with that, you can improve it.
It takes courage to bloom. So I want you to know that in this season of uncomfortable growth, that you are way braver than you think.
Your new life is going to cost you your old one. It's going to cost you your comfort zone and your sense of direction. It's going to cost you relationships and friends. It's going to cost you being liked and understood. It doesn't matter. All you're going to lose is what was built for a person you no longer are.
Everything in your life is a reflection of a choice you have made. If you want a different result, make a different choice.
Everybody has the desire to do something, but they don't have they don't know how to really complete the process of dedicating themselves and having the discipline to do it. If you got the desire, you got to match that desire with your dedication, and you got to match it with your discipline.
No idea how limitless you are when you don't care what other people think or say about you. It is fear that drives that. It is. And most of your mates that you hang around with are just as afraid because you pick somebody like yourself to hang around with.
If you feel like you lost your way, I would say congratulations. If you're lost, that only means one thing. You're about to be found. And sometimes you need to lose your way in order to find a better way. Sometimes you need to lose certain things to gain better things. Sometimes certain doors have to close that you want to keep open so a better door can come into your life.
There are too many people who have doubted you that you've given credit to. You've allowed them to have a name for being able to be negative in your life. It's time for you to give an eviction notice. There's no vacancy in your life and in your heart and mind available if you're going to be great. It's time for you to say, I've given a one-day notice that those who told me I couldn't be great, I gotta release them. Those who said that you would never make it, release them. It's time to trade in those places and those people that tried to stop you and adopt a philosophy that says, watch me.
Sometimes the reason that you're suffering is because you just won't let go of the thing that's biting you. And so one of the rules is, if people are impeding your development, you sacrifice your relationship with them, right? It's a very, very rough rule.
rather than trying to impress people who don't give a shit about you, just start impressing the next 2.0 version of yourself. Like, what would the next highest, most stoic version of you be impressed by today? Would it be impressed by the fact that you're going to bed earlier? That you're waking up and getting your workout in? That you're eating right? What would the future self be impressed by? Make a list of 3 to 5 things and then start doing those things. Like, those are the things I love impressing the future me versus trying to impress the people around me.
I think something that keeps people so stagnant is the fear of stepping into the unknown. You know, staying where we are is painful and we don't like it, but we allow the fear of stepping into the unknown to keep us in situations that we don't even like because we're scared to take that leap. We're scared to really, you know, put ourselves out there and lean into that uncertainty. But you got to understand that uncertainty is a gift. It is a gift.
It's quite possible that things could turn out better than you could have ever imagined. Sometimes scenarios play out in our lives and things don't work out the way that we wanted them to. And the reason for that is because the universe knows that you deserve way better. So, when a door closes in your life that you really wanted to enter, first, grieve it, and then get really excited because the next door will be the one that was made for you.
I think as a human, sometimes you feel like you always gotta wait for the right time, what makes sense to you to actually start executing, to actually start, stop making excuses, to doing the things that you always really wanted to do. And I'm starting to find myself now being like, nah, there is no right time to do anything. You just gotta start doing.
It's time for them to see that everything that's within you, every dream that God gave you, can become a reality. But in order to get there, you gotta put a seed in the ground of belief. You gotta be able to water it with daily affirmations. You gotta be able to step on it, to pack it down, to make sure that there is nothing to snuff out, and then allow the sun to rain down on it. I mean, every single day you allow light in by separating yourself from negative people. And then while they're sitting there watching you, day after day, you begin to grow. And in the beginning stages of you going after your greatness, it'll be difficult for some people to tell the difference between a weed and that which took seed. But it won't take long, because that which has a seed will one day show up with fruit. See, fruit will remain out of the work that you do today. People whose lives will be changed. People will see what you are. There is something on you that is calling us to acknowledge you. And I'm here to validate and say, you are great. Just the way you are.
If you have a goal, you have a responsibility. A responsibility to rise to the level required to achieve it. A responsibility to respect yourself enough to put in the work. It won't be easy, but if it was, everyone would do it. There wouldn't be so many early mornings, failures, or sacrifices. Everything that comes with the struggle is what turns you into the person who's capable of achieving the things that you want. So stop shying away from the challenge. It's your responsibility to face it.
Expecting it to be easy is what makes it much harder than it ever is. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. It won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill.
You'll get to where you want in life, just not in the way you imagined. And that's because the path that's paved is far different to the path we pave.
Just don't let anyone tell you what you can or cannot do, or cannot achieve. Just don't allow it. Just do not allow it. Be whatever you want to be.
Stop tying your value and worth to external achievements. How much money you make, the position at your company, what kind of car you drive. Your value must be linked to something greater than material things that can disappear overnight. Greater than what the world defines as success. Instead of looking out here for validation about your value, look internally. Look at your heart Look at your intentions. Look how far you've come. Get your idea of your value and worth from that. It will free you in so many ways. Stop looking out here for your worth and value. Look inside and look up.
We believe that the biggest obstacle we have to overcome is out there, and many times the call is coming from inside of our own house. I think that the worst enemy that many people have is the voice that's inside of their own head. Now, this voice has probably maybe come from the outside world, but we've now internalized it. You know, we have become our own worst enemy in some regards.
You have to stay busy. You have to find yourself now. You have to find out who you are. And it's going to take effort, man. I hate to tell you that because I know it's probably going to be hard sometimes, but you can do it.
How I keep positive, I'd say, is every time it gets tough and when I feel like I don't want to do it, there is someone out there in this world laying on a hospital bed begging for a second chance at life. I don't think I have any excuse to not go hard.
It's easy to give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm gonna do the same thing again today, but I'm gonna try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. And give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
Your current situation is not your final destination. There's more to your life. And I know right now it's hard for you to believe that, but I need you to believe it. Like, everything you're currently facing is building you for something greater. You're more than your struggles. You're more than your pain. I know you feel like nobody understands you. Nobody gets you. I know you feel alone and isolated. I want you to flood your life with appreciation, even for the little things, the small things, for breath in your body, for your heartbeat. Because appreciation is the first step to elevating your life. So I want to tell you, I'm proud of you for not giving up when it's so easy to.
Your work ethic reflects your gratitude, which ultimately leads to your results. The grateful person shows up early. The grateful person gives full effort. The grateful person asks several questions. Look around you, and you can tell those who are grateful by their work ethic. Those who are great in any profession, understand it starts with the understanding that you are capable of going from nothing to everything.
But here's the thing, that if you have a very clear vision and you're absolutely convinced and have the faith in your vision, then all the work that you need to do becomes easier because there's a purpose for it.
Haven't you imagined a better life? Okay, who you think he showed it to? He showed it to you. Why you think he showed it to you? Because he want to give it to you. But if you don't work, if you don't ask him for it, he cannot give it to you because he created us with the power of choice.
It's not okay for you to be a weak loser. It's not okay. And the reason it's not okay is because you could be way more than that. And it's a crime, an ethical crime, for you to allow all that necessary potential to go to waste. It hurts you, it hurts your family, it hurts the world. Really, really, it does.
There are two types of pain, the pain of action and the pain of inaction. The pain of action is blunt, in your face, and forces you to grow. For every hour we suffer through sharpening our skills, being proactive, and restoring order, we don't reduce the amount of pain we face, but rather we take it on the chin. We sign up for it up front, and because of this voluntary acceptance, day after day, we gain the strength to shoulder it. By embracing pain instead of running from it, we are simultaneously transformed by it. We become someone we are proud of, someone that others can depend upon, which in turn gives meaning to the pain. And it's this feeling of growth and progress that helps us feel useful to ourselves, useful to others, which gives the suffering a purpose.
I don't think anyone who suffered a tragedy that has gotten through it in some way will tell you, I needed to find deeper meaning in my life. Once something has happened that is a tragic event, a loss, a death, or anything that is a setback, Some people numb themselves, but that doesn't mean the pain's not there. It just means you're not feeling it. Tragedy is just too strong, too powerful for the mind to fathom. Let's be honest. The mind cannot deal with it. So you have to go deeper than the mind. And the place that's deeper than the mind is love, faith, hope, meaning, and purpose. And that's what you hold on to for your dear life. And you just forge ahead. And some days are going to be harder, and some will be easier. Sometimes it's very painful. And if you can move from one day to the next, you get stronger, whether you know it or not. And ultimately, what will emerge is a new person, a person that you'll see that you went through the fire, and you become a more powerful person in the process.
You're gonna be great. As long as you never let go of that dream of yours, as long as you never let that fire dwindle out, you're gonna be great.
Somebody says, how come you're up so early? Say, if you were headed where I'm headed, you'd be up early too. If you were gonna meet who I'm gonna meet, you'd be up early. If it was gonna stack up for you like it's stacking up for me, you'd be getting up.
There are some things you have to face today. You've been avoiding them. It's time to face them. Your next level lives on the other side of you facing them. And I can't promise that there will be better in a moment. But I promise they'll be better. And I can promise you this, if you don't face them, things will stay the same. And if you're not happy with the same thing, then it's time to change.
It's always darkest before the dawn. You have to push through the hard to get to the place you're trying to get to. And when you feel the highest pressure, the highest stress, and the highest anxiety when you're in the pursuit of something greater, it's a good indication that you're actually on the right path.
Remember this, when you're making history, it very rarely feels like it. It rarely feels like it. What it feels like is work. What it feels like is lonely. What it feels like is you're the only one doing it.
Biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up.
Sometimes things are going to be so tough. Stop fighting it. Stop trying to understand it. Just survive. Take all that energy and just survive it. Like, bro, day by day, moment by moment, situation by situation, just survive it. And then you're gonna get to a place, you're gonna be on top of the mountain one day, and you're gonna say, man, I see exactly why I had to face it, go through that.
Them all talk, let them all make their noise, because at the end of the day, you are the only one who has the guts. We have the guts to go to work and show up every single day. Day in and day out, putting in the work. You stay extremely intensely focused on the goal. And once you fight through that fatigue, you fight through the noise, on the other side of that is your goals. On the other side of that is the accomplishment. On the other side of that is your greatness.
The reality is a lot of people are going to try and spread their fear onto you. They're talking about what could go wrong and how it will go wrong. Don't let the fear of others influence your courage to act on your curiosity.
They say the greatest achievement as somebody comes right after their worst defeat. When they've hit rock bottom, hit the bottom of the barrel, they got nothing left. Everyone's given up on them. They've lost all their worldly possessions. They're dead broke on their back. It's at that point, guys, when everything's lost, that everything can be gained. Do I want to stay on the bottom of this barrel, or do I climb the fuck out of this hole?
One day, they're going to call your name. One day, the opportunity that you've been waiting for will arise. One day, the people that you need to step into your life will knock at your front door. See, preparation isn't a recommendation. It's not even considered necessary. Preparation is required. The practice the early mornings, the late nights with nobody around you, preaching to an audience of one, that's required if you want success.
You are not meant for failure here. Every day you have a decision to make, give up or get up. You have a purpose to fulfill, a race to run, a significant thing to do. And the hard thing is not doing the thing. The hard thing is to make the decision to do it. So make that decision right now. Make the decision about what you're going to do, and then set yourself up and set your environment up so it makes it impossible for you to fail.
Hey man, you can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. I can't wait, man. I'm never gonna get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way.
This negative self-talk that goes in our head, guess what? There's enough people that are telling us we can't do it, that we're not good enough. Why do we want to tell ourselves that? But I am the captain of my ship and the master of my fate. If I don't say it, if I don't believe it, no one else will.
That's what's required. Being willing to practice without anyone telling you you have to. Without anyone holding you accountable to it, holding yourself accountable. Having that level of self-accountability that says, I'm willing to dedicate myself to my dreams, regardless of the distractions that come my way. Regardless of the times that people tell me it's not worth pursuing, regardless of the times that even the old voices in my head tell me you're not worth it, give up now, turn around and just go back home. You're worth more than that.
Going to miss parties, you're going to have people question you, you're going to lose some friends, you're going to have to give up some of the things you enjoy. For a while, you may be the only person that understands what you're doing. But if you want to change your life, if you want to be the man or woman that you aspire to be, that's the game.
Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't become so rigid and inflexible that you can't modify your path and modify your schedule to get where you're going. Because if you quit that easy, you never really wanted it that bad.